You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
It's essentially attraction, maintain,
fan engagement,
maintenance and engagement and monetization of attention, basically.
Yeah.
So it's wrestling, but it's in an app, and we're hitting people right where it counts in their belly.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And the homework for it is that most of the fans here, where I've done my homework, they didn't care nothing about an app telling them where the parking space is or how many people in the bathroom. They care less about that. I just heard, look, as long as I can get my food and grab my beer and I ain't got to miss none of the action, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's what I ran with.
Okay. Okay.
So tearing down the app about a billion times, learning from past mistakes with it. And then I eventually ended up sitting down with Amazon, became partners on AWS infrastructure. The app is cloud-based. Just finding ways to make it stronger. Reliability and dependability was big for me because that's what's missing in the sports tech sector.
It's almost like you're reading my notes because that was going to be my very next question. It's like, okay, what are folks not doing that they should be doing in this space? Other than I heard you say reliability and making sure that the quality of the product is stellar. What are some of the other things that when you look in the space and in the industry that you are implementing and incorporating that's a little bit different?
I'm trying to change the way sports tech business is done. For me, you know, it's not about chasing a dollar bill. It's a personal experience. So it's like, you know, if at your venue, at your sports property, I want to work hand in hand with you to make sure Arena Eats meets your goals. I want you to know if a fan has a gripe or not. Most of these sports teams and stuff don't even have a relationship with their fans. They don't even have a clue, you know. So, but whoever they're working with is not forwarding that information. They're just saying, look, you got a boost in this. You got that and that. It's more to it than that. And being a sports fan myself, I'm big on customer service. If you screw me once, I will not be back. You know, it's just how it is. I'll stay home and watch a game from home, you know. So, and I realized that. And if you want these fans to come back, you have to be on it. You know, they just don't want to just come and see LeBron James and somebody spending their money. And with prices of tickets constantly going up, yeah. I mean, you ask yourself the question, why would I come sit here, be treated like this when I can stay home, stream the game, I can pause the game, go to the bathroom, come back and finish eating my sandwich and play the game? It's a no-brainer. So to me, I just wanted Arena Eats to be able to step in. And no matter if you're sitting on the floor or you're sitting in the upper tier, you feel like you're VIP. You have everything at your fingertips on demand.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.